Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show. Meet the trusted experts who will give you straight answers and will help guide you on the path of later life care. Now, here's your host, founder, caregiver, and CEO, Suzanne Newman.
And welcome, everyone, to Answers for Elders radio network, heard across the USA. And, you know, we're excited every time we have an opportunity to share some really important insights from people that are in the know. And certainly the experts that we feature, they're at the top of their field. And so we have been on the look for quite some time to have a partner that can give straight answers from a compassionate heart to you, to the families that are navigating later life. And we are honored today to have elder law and estate planning attorney Andrea Lee from Legacy Estate Planning in Bellevue, Washington. And Andrea, welcome to Answers for Elders. I'm so glad you're part of our family.
Thank you so much, Suzanne. I'm so happy to be here, and I am so excited for the opportunity to reach out to the public and share some extremely important information and tips about planning for aging. Yeah. I mean, aging happens naturally, but the legal part of planning, the housing, putting your tools in place to help you age gracefully in a situation that you like, takes some advanced planning. And I am just so happy to be here and give a little bit of advice for our listeners so that they can make good decisions regarding their own planning.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think you mentioned something that's really powerful. It's like talking about aging, it's happening, right? But a lot of us in society, because, you know, getting old isn't flattering, right? Getting older. And so you don't want to think about the future. You want to live in the present. But, you know, it's important to have your legal matters put together, you know, and to have your wishes known as you move forward. And certainly that's estate planning. But then if you're a adult child or a family friend or a relative of a loved one that needs assistance, whether it's financial plan, you know, in their financial area, maybe they can't manage their finances anymore. There's a lot of situations where, you know, someone needs to step in and be that advocate on their behalf, Andrea. And I would love to talk today. We have families all across the USA right now. They're navigating senior care. Maybe the adult child is navigating senior care. It's a very, you know, incredibly important time in their lives. And so I sit back and I think about, okay, I hear stories like, I'm a signer on my mom's bank account. That's how I take care of everything. Or I hear stories of, well, you know, I don't have any power to do anything. Or I do have the power to do something, but I don't have any legal authority. So I kind of get in these scenarios of gotcha moments as I'm navigating the world. What are you finding, Andrea, about where families are out and what they know about this journey?
Well, I think first and foremost that there are a lot of misconceptions out there regarding power of attorney documents, having the ability to manage an individual's estate or affairs, and what each person should have in place. Now, typically when I talk about estate planning, I equate it to a little bit like a pyramid, where there are certain tools every single adult should have in place. Every single person over the age of 18 should have very basic estate planning documents. But as people age, it becomes even more and more important to have those basic documents in place. I would say weekly, I get a phone call or a message that says, I need to get power of attorney over my mom. And the reality is, no, you don't. You don't get power of attorney over someone. An individual has to give that power. Correct. So people come to me and say, oh, mom can't make decisions anymore. I need to step in and make decisions for her. And I say, well, did she give you that power? So the reality is we each have the ability as adults to make decisions on our own. Mm-hmm. But it's really egotistical to think that a time will never come when we don't want to empower maybe our children or our cousins or whomever loves you and wants to take care of you to help you navigate aging or potential incapacity. Right. So, of all the estate planning documents I prepare for my clients, I would say that financial power of attorney is one of the most important documents.
Absolutely.
Can I take a moment and tell about my own
Please
experience
do.
with powers of attorneys? So, I've been an estate planning and elder law attorney for about 18 years now.
Wow.
And I actually take care of my own mother, who has pretty advanced dementia, along with my dad and my siblings. But we had our own challenge with powers of attorneys a few years ago when one of my brothers called me up, my brother Christian, and he was sick, and it was Easter Sunday, and he called me and he said, "I'm so sick, I can't come to Easter." And I said, "I am so sorry that you're sick." And we were going to my brother Emmett's house, and I said, "I'll bring you something. I'll bring you some ham dinner, leftovers, since you can't come." And the next day, my brother Christian called me up and he said, "I'm so sick. Can you please come and walk my dog?" And I said, "Yeah, of course, I will help you." He lived pretty close to me, and I walked his dog that day. Well, in a very short period of time, he went to the hospital and he went into a coma.
Oh my
And
goodness.
he spent, yeah, it was a horrible time for my family. He was 44 years old at the time. He had been in perfect health, and now he was in a coma in Swedish hospital. And our family was beside itself because we're a very close family and we love each other and support each other. And when my brother Christian was first hospitalized, the hospital would not even share medical information with us
My
because
goodness.
even though I'm an estate planning attorney and I had offered to draft documents to him over and over again, he was a 44-year-old healthy man. And he's like, "I don't need that. Why do I need that?" But when he became ill, first, they would not tell us medically what was going on because we did not have a healthcare power of attorney. We did not have a HIPAA release. And then once he, during his coma, we wanted to do the most basic things to help him, like cancel his credit card bills, talk to his insurance company, pay his rent. But our hands were tied. So my family felt just completely lost because we wanted to help him and he would have wanted us to help him, but we didn't have those tools. Now, that was one of the most painful and difficult times for my family. And
No kidding.
as an estate planning attorney, that is where I don't want my clients to be. And that's why preparing, having properly drafted estate power of attorney documents are essential, because if I had those tools when my brother was hospitalized, or if it had been my mom instead of my brother or my dad, we would have been in the same scenario. I would not necessarily have been able to get all of the medical information necessary, would not be able to pay their bills, sign a contract if they need skilled care. That's why that financial power of attorney is such an important document, because that's the tool that lets your loved ones take care of you when you're not able to manage your own affairs.
You know, and what you're saying is so accurate because, you know, I have my own story, and my mother selected a power of attorney, yes, but she selected someone that didn't live in town. She let selected somebody that would not say no to her anytime. It's just, oh, whatever, right? And I had all of the responsibility to take care of her because she was down with me, but I had absolutely no authority. This is where I think a lot of times we get into situations where, you know, not only do we need to have that document, but we need to find the right individual that will be engaged in, you know, that with what is going on. I mean, wouldn't you agree with that, Andrea?
Oh, absolutely. Selecting your agents is one of the most important decisions that an individual can make. Because the reality is, you need to find someone who can step into your shoes during the worst time of your life, make good decisions on your behalf, manage your finances, manage your health care. Now, the beauty is, some families might do, and what you need to remember is, it's not just having the documents in place, it's having the right agent named and making sure those documents are legally up to date and are going to meet your goals. So some of my families might name one child as their financial power attorney and a different child as their healthcare power attorney. That works well sometimes. It can also create conflict sometimes. So it's extremely important to look at who you're going to name and what tools they bring to the table to advocate for you should you become incapacitated.
And I think what you're saying is so valuable, because obviously people want to know, like, power of attorney. Why have a power of attorney? And I'm going to ask you that. We talked a little bit about having it prepared, but it's for the protection of the person that's signing their name to your bank account. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
Love it.
Now, I went back to misconceptions. I do
Okay.
hear, like you said earlier, oh, why do I need a power of attorney? My husband and I have been married for, 40
Exactly.
years. I don't need one. We're on everything jointly. Or someone might say, why do I need a power of attorney? I added my daughter to my bank accounts and I trust her. So there's a lot of misconceptions around powers of attorneys. But the reason you really need to have one is there is no substitute for a power of attorney. Your power of attorney allows you as an individual to choose the person who's going to manage your funds for you, who's maybe going to make medical decisions on your behalf when you're not able to make those decisions on your own. And unfortunately, if an individual does not sign a power of attorney as an attorney, there is no way to put one in place if somebody becomes incapacitated or is not able to sign. The result of that is an extremely expensive guardianship procedure where your spouse or your child might have to go to court. They would appoint a guardian ad litem to represent you, and then the court will choose who your guardian or custodian would be. So, right now, unless you want the courts to select the person who's going to manage your affairs for you, then it's important for you to sign that power of attorney document so you get to pick the person yourself. Without that power of attorney, even your spouse is not necessarily able to make all decisions on your behalf or your child.
And to think about that piece alone, there's so many things that we don't think about. I just talked to a friend of mine that she's a lot younger than me. She's only 50 years old, 53. And she says, we don't have a will. And I just looked at her and I said, you need to get over to the legacy estate planning now. You have a child, you own property. If one thing happened, you had a ski accident. She's an active skier. I go, you could run into a tree tomorrow. The point is, we don't know. And even if you're in your 50s or your 40s, you should have that designated individual. Don't you agree with that?
100%. And I can't get back to my brother Christian was perfectly healthy one day. One day he wasn't. And he spent 3 weeks in a coma. And he luckily came out of his coma, but he died. He spent 79 days in Swedish hospital and he did not survive his illness. And that's just an example of a perfectly healthy individual who can become ill and pass away. And if he had done proper planning before his death, I mean, we still obviously would have grieved him and suffered greatly because of his loss, but we would have had the tools to better care for him, tools to better manage his affairs. I mean, tomorrow's just not guaranteed for anyone, really. So it's important for people to take action now where they can.
And we are talking again to Andrea Lee. She is an estate and elder law attorney. And Andrea and I will be back right after this. We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.